Introduction. Ashley. How did I wind up naked, face down, ass up on my bed, with my stepbrother behind me, thrusting hard into me, my face buried in a pillow to muffle my moans, while our parents are downstairs making dinner and waiting for us to join them so we can eat? Well, that's a long story. To be honest, I'm not even sure how this started. It's so wrong. And I know we shouldn't be doing this. But then why does it feel so good? Why do I love it? Why am I... I think I love it a little too much. I'm even starting to worry myself. He leans over me and pins me to the bed, burying himself deep inside of me with one last thrust. I know what's coming next, but I can barely think anymore. My body's already betrayed me and given in to the delicious feeling of his thick, hard cock inside me. I've never had orgasms as powerful as the ones I have with Ethan. And this current climax is one of my stronger ones. My pussy milks his cock, my inner walls clenching against him as he comes inside of me. I feel it. And it feels so perfect, so warm and soft, despite the fact that he was just fucking me hard. I don't understand anything about Ethan. I don't know how he can be like this. He's some kind of walking contradiction. I don't know why we're in bed together. I don't want to ever leave, though. He stays inside of me, jet after jet of his cum filling me to the brim. I can feel it seeping out of me, just a little. It's going to leave a mess on my bed. I don't know how I'm supposed to explain this. I just want to lay here, just a little longer. I want to stay here with him inside of me. I want to lay back and cuddle with him and... No, that's not part of our arrangement. We can't do that. My God, he's my brother. Stepbrother, I remind myself. But still. He pulls out of me and slaps me on the ass. Let's go, princess. Mom and Dad are waiting, Ethan says, cocky and confident as ever. I can't believe we did that, I say in disbelief. I laugh, but he just smirks at me. You know you loved it, he says, reaching for his pants on the floor. There's something about the way he says it, something about how casual it sounds. But I feel like there's more to his words, too. I don't know why I feel like that, because this is Ethan we're talking about. He's a bad boy, and everyone knows it. No one and nothing can tame him. He does what he wants, when he wants. I didn't just love it, I love... Stop, Ashley. Don't do this to yourself. I thought I'd learn to deal with it. I mean, our parents have been married for 3 years already, so I should have figured him out by now, right? Nope, not really. I lay on the bed and watch him put his pants on. They're loose around his waist and hang from his hips, even after he's zipped and buttoned them up. Ethan plays football in college. He even has a scholarship, though it's not like he needs it since his dad is rich. And he's got muscles in all the right places. That slick, perfect V angling from his hips to his crotch. It's like an arrow pointing to everything I want. Or a warning sign telling me to run away because this is dangerous. Maybe Ethan's bad boy personality is rubbing off on me. I've been feeling really naughty lately, so I wouldn't be surprised. I'm still naked from the waist down when he finishes putting his clothes back on. He stares at me, giving me a weird, confusing kind of look. Ethan walks back to the bed, leans over me, and without saying anything or even asking, he thrusts two fingers deep into my sex. I gasp, and my back arches before I can think or do or say anything. Somehow I manage to breathe out his name. Ethan. Listen, Ashley. You think you can get away with looking at me like that? Laying on your bed with no pants on? Nah. I don't think so. You're still mine right now. Yeah, that's a good girl. Fuck, you're so sensitive. How many orgasms did you have? Tell me. I whimper and beg him with little muttered words, but he ignores me.
Tell me, now, how many?
4, I say, a whisper.
Louder,
Ethan says. Mom and Dad will... They'll hear us, Ethan. You need to stop.
You think I care?
It sounds harsh, but there's a subtle softness in his eyes. Ethan wouldn't hurt me. He wouldn't be mean to me. I don't expect you to understand, but it's a part of this. It's one of the rules we made together. The rules that we don't seem to be following anymore, since we were supposed to stop this when our parents came back.
Tell me how many orgasms you had,
he asks me again.
Your pussy is mine, and I want you to keep track.
4, I say again, louder. But now it's a lie. 5, I say, correcting myself, blushing. My body spasms on the bed as my brother finger fucks me, pushing past the grip of my orgasm, making me whimper and writhe in ecstatic release. When he's done, when I'm finished, he pulls his fingers out of me and shoves them in my mouth.
Taste,
he says. I open my mouth without thinking and lick around his fingers, sucking them like they're his cock. I open my eyes and peek towards his crotch and notice that, yes, he's erect again. I really could be sucking his cock. Maybe I will. Maybe.
Now put some damn pants on,
he says, smiling, teasing me.
Mom and Dad are waiting for us.